Well, howdy, 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 sports fans. It's Big Doings in Radio Land. It's time for Lucky's Losers. Lucky always picks the losers of college and pro football. Lucky has his smart pill machine ready to go. So, without further ado, let's get started.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hasenbemp Incorporated.
Week 5 is a repeat of Week 3. Wash, rinse, and repeat, says Lucky. Week 5 consumed with cupcake matchups to include number 18, South Florida, against lonely ECU, the Pirates, boo-hoo. Marist State against Louisville, the Cardinal. And no, Lucky, it's not the basketball team. I know you're laughing over there. Lucky has a sense of humor, you know. Miami of Ohio at the Notre Dame. Troy man getting 20 points at LSU. Sorry game, says Lucky. Sorry. The high-flying Washington Huskers at the Beavers of Oregon State. Cupcake City. O-M-I-S-S. I-S-S-I-P-P-I, that's Ole Miss for you people in Kentucky, against Alabama, getting 30 points, you know. Woe is me, says Lucky. You get the idea. So much, Lucky and his smart pill machine sees only two games of interest. Number 5, the Trojan Horse of USC, invade number 16, Washington State. Both undefeated and playing at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time this Friday night on the Espen. Now, the Cougars are the lucky dog. They're getting 3 points at home. Can we see another upset in the making? Or will this be a blowout of epic proportions? The USC team has won the last 9 of 10 meetings with the Kitty Cats. Now, Luke Falk of the Cats is having a great season against the group of appetizers, the best being Boise State, you know, and over 1,300 yards passing, 14 TDs, and only one interception. Now, his counterpart, Sam Donald, awful in early action with 9 TDs and a big fat 7 interceptions. Falk is facing his toughest defense to date. The Trojans are playing on a short week and the Cougars have yet to leave the confines of home field. Lucky's loser, USC. In our second game, number 2, the Clemmy Tigers. That's Clemson Tigers for you folks in Kentucky. Enter in the Virginia Tech land as the defending national champions and 4-0, undefeated. Now the Hokey Pokies are also 4-0, smashing teams like West Virginia, ECU, those Pirates, Delaware, and Old Dominion University. Lucky says, major powerhouses, you know. Now, the Pokes are getting a touchdown at Lane Stadium against the Tigers and newfound quarterback Kelly Bryant. The Tigs have played a close one to Auburn and blasted Louisville on the road. Is Virginia Tech on the same level as Louisville? Is this a trap game yet again for the Tigers? Poor Hokey, safety Divine Diablo, will miss the remainder of the season with a fractured foot, according to coach Justin Fuente. And quarterback Adonis Alexander, his fate has yet to be determined after being on the bench for 2 games for team violations. Shame on you, Alexander. Shame on you, says Lucky. With that said, Lucky's loser, Virginia Tech. Now, Lucky wants to talk pro football for a second. Lucky is disturbed over the recent weeks with players kneeling for unknown reasons. He says the level of play has suffered because of the protests, which causes heartache for Lucky when he picks the losers. Lucky says the Ravens shouldn't have lost that bad to the Jaguars and blames it on the kneeling and the protesting, not the jet lag. Lucky loves the USA, the flag, and the national anthem. And until the NFL does the same, Lucky won't be picking any losers anytime soon. Well, that will do it for Lucky's Losers this week. Join Lucky every week as he picks the losers of college and pro football. Visit Lucky'sLosers.com to see how he is doing and to view the games for that week. Listen to his podcast on the page or hop over to BrowseRadio.com to listen there. Lucky's Losers. He always picks the losers.